Students have a long history of prophetically calling out the needs of the immediate community and the larger community and urging us, others, to transformational action. There's something about that dynamic and reflective season that is the years of college that provides this ideal stage for students to yearn for a connection like we heard between the words of Jesus and the world they know. It was four college students in 1960 who began the radical act of sitting at a Woolworths counter in Greensboro, North Carolina, that led to the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, the passage of the Civil Rights Act, and the end of public segregation. It was students in Johannesburg, South Africa, in 1976 that marched against apartheid, raising the profile of a law that affected them, mandated Afrikaans language education. It was them saying, "I don't want this anymore," that ultimately led in 1994 to the end of apartheid. In 2019, it was at General Conference that the voices of students across a broad spectrum got in 13 hours, hear me, 13 hours, 15,000 unique young people with different understandings. They began the declaration this way: "We are not of one mind about the United Methodist Church, but we have worshiped together, and we have seen God's gifts among us. Let us collaborate, and let us connect." Our students are in a long line of those who theologically reflect on the world around them. I give thanks for Tyler, who called us to some action in poverty and in food insecurity, as he saw in the county around Wake Forest. Did you know in Chester County that 20% of households earn less than what's called the household survival budget? Now, the amount varies from municipality to municipality, whether you live in Penn Township or London Grove or Avondale or Kennett Square. But in Penn Township, part of the building here is on Penn Township, it's 35%. And in West Grove Borough, other part of our property is here, it is 46% of families who live on less than the household survival budget. In all of Chester County, 39% of our seniors struggle to make it month to month. That's nearly one in four over the age of 65. It resonates with our experience of opening our food pantry in a public way, in a sustainable way. We've been walking particularly with seniors who are caring for their grandkids, taking care of medical concerns, and in complex living situations. Food is local, and food is global. Just like Tyler reminded us of the Rise Against Hunger event, we're planning one with our Mission Link in April. We've invited not only our local United Methodist churches, but also some of the other churches in the area, so that we together can be about the business of hearing Jesus' mandate to feed the hungry. Together as the body of Christ, we do a lot more than we can do individually. It was Becca who proclaimed that kind of collaboration and support that she saw in some of the concerns she knew. Support and study with your fellow students is so deeply advantageous. We see this as adults in the workplace and beyond as well. It prepares you well for learning and grappling. There's a recent study that talks about the impact of self-motivated groups, the kind that the professor didn't assign to you, but rather you come together to develop. It says there's two benefits. The first is if the professor doesn't assign it, you tend to bring your own notebook or device. Isn't that interesting? When you're motivated to do it yourself, you bring your own resources. The second is, when you work in that kind of group, your eye gaze moves back and forth. You look at those you're working with, and then you look down at your notes, and in doing so, you have a different kind of processing. It's like you've read verbatim, and those who've gathered around you finish your sentences for you. You build community. That eye gaze is a signal that you've made that your own. This leads to more creative problem solving. We're stronger when we study our challenges and invite creativity into that kind of solving. Jordan spoke some incredible truth as he observed the anxiety and depression on our college campuses, certainly not just at Messiah, but around the nation. We know that anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States, affecting over 40 million adults, 18 and older, in the United States. And we know they're highly treatable, although only about 40% of us say, I'm willing to get some help or some resources. One in four students say, this is my highest concern as I'm studying. College campuses are often the first time students have a chance to address, of their own volition, these kinds of concerns. We give thanks to God for community organizations like the Fellowship of Christian Athletes that offer a faith-based approach to pointing towards resources and mental health. I think if the Apostle Paul was writing today, he would be sending direct messages, whether it was Instagram or whether it was Snapchat, but he'd be sending direct messages to the student with prayers of blessing and an invitation to remind each of us who Jesus the Christ is. Paul's prayer for all the saints in the community in Ephesus is grounded in this cosmic vision of Jesus the Christ over all things. Did you hear it when Cindy was reading? At the center of all of this, Christ rules over the whole church. And the church, you see, isn't peripheral to the world. The world is peripheral to the church. The church is Christ's body, by which he speaks and acts and fills all things with his presence. Now, this is the last Sunday of the year. I didn't forget to flip the calendar. I know it's November. It's the last Sunday of the liturgical year. Next week is Advent, already. And we anticipate and prepare for the coming of Christ. Today, we look back on who we've known Jesus to be over the last year, from the last Advent and Christmas, through who Jesus was and the teachings through Jesus' death and resurrection. We've sometimes called this Christ the King Sunday. However, few of us have known kings as rulers in the same way that a biblical ancestor might have known. We more aptly proclaim this as the reign of Christ Sunday because you and I pray every day that the reign of Christ would come on earth as it is in heaven. And Christ is not just Jesus' last name. If we're filling out the form, it doesn't get to be Jesus and then Christ. Rather, Christ is this title of historical and cosmic purpose, Jesus the Anointed, where humanity and divinity are united into one as our model. United Methodist Student Day and Reign of Christ Sunday on the same day remind us that the church is always much larger than those who are gathered in one space. We're reminded not only of our students who are in college and university, working in different places, but also of the church that is broader, Big C Church, than those who are gathered in a specific location. As a congregation, we have been in prayer with our students who have been away at college. They've not always been present with us in person, but we know that they've been connected to us through the body of Christ. We give thanks to God for their leadership and pray that they will be resourced and equipped as agents of change. In the bulletin today, we put a list of our students. There's 28 there and 22 universities represented. We got confused on Elizabeth Luskovich. Forgive us, she's at Elizabethtown and not at Westchester. Let us know if there's other changes that need to be made as well. But be in prayer on and with that list. Finals are coming for our students, and many are not able to come home for Thanksgiving. The break is so short, with most of students getting just Thursday and Friday. Pray for our students as they grow and develop their faith and purpose. Reach out and let them know their church family cares for them, prays for them, and hopes God's movement through them. Wouldn't hurt for a card and a package of cookies as well. Whatever you enjoy for a favorite snack break, I am positive that they would love as well. There are so many prophets in our midst. Our students are sharing with us where they have seen God and the need for transformation in this world. You and I, we know, lastly, the economic burden of college. Oh, we know the economic burden of college. And we know that our students are preparing themselves to face a world that you and I already know is broken and is hurting. They are not the church of tomorrow. They are the church of today preparing for the employment of tomorrow. Together, we support them and remove some of the anxiety by making space for them to experience God's peace. United Methodist Student Day provides scholarships and grants, awards, to be able to do just that. While many young people have the privilege to have the resources for college, some do not. And we as a community together invest our resources in this commitment. We are indeed one body, investing in our individual members to take the next step in building the beloved community of God. Prophets don't just stand in the church, in a pulpit. Prophetic voices call us from the margins and from the campuses and from their experiences to see Jesus and respond. We do more as the people of Jesus under the cosmic Christ when we listen for the prophets in our midst. Together we do more, because our connection lives beyond the walls of any one building. We are connected through the body of Christ. Let us together work to usher in Christ's reign. This, my friends, is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.